This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. At 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
And I'm going to be honest, I don't really know what happened in the election yesterday. There was something about Virginia, something in New Jersey. I don't care in the slightest who the governor of Virginia or New Jersey is. I barely care who the governor of New Hampshire is.
I always forget about New Jersey. New Jersey is like the one state that I forget is part of the United States. And that doesn't sound like it whenever you hear anything that goes on there.
Yeah, I don't want to be mean, but New Jersey is an awful place. It's just like...
Most of the Northeast kind of is. I mean, Vermont... New Hampshire and Maine are kind of the exception.
At least they're pretty.
Kind of sucks.
And Massachusetts is pretty, but yeah, New Jersey isn't really pretty.
I feel like it seems gloomy. I think it was previously coined the armpit of America. It kind of just like has that vibe. I feel bad because I actually have family in New Jersey, but even where they live, it's just like... You know, it's unmemorable. You know, like, you go to New Hampshire. Even today, I was driving from Massachusetts into New Hampshire, and I was just driving up Route 2, and I was like, man, like, this looks like a painting. It was just so beautiful, like, the clouds and the way the sun was shining on the trees. Like, it was just so gorgeous, and I feel like you wouldn't have that experience in a lot of other places.
Now, New Hampshire is beautiful, but I just meant more of the culture.
Yeah.
And Connecticut, it feels... If Connecticut feels like New Jersey, honestly.
Yeah.
It has that very New Jersey vibe to it.
I was disappointed by Connecticut because I, for some reason, always kind of thought it would be really cute and cool before I ever went there. And I've only been there, like, through it and then, like, to go pick up Mark and drop Mark off at the airport. And I just got, like, I was like, man, this place sucks.
I've been to Rhode Island, but I don't remember anything about it, so it's pretty unremarkable.
Yeah. Some areas of Rhode Island are a little bit better. Like, it's not as, like, bleh as Connecticut or New Jersey. Like, the beach area, like, the coastal areas of Rhode Island are actually pretty nice. But it's still, like, I don't know, I feel like I come up to New Hampshire or Vermont, and I'm like, the culture just feels so rich, and it's like, you just feel so happy to be alive here. And then you go, like, further south, and it's like, meh.
The only thing that sucks about New Hampshire is that to get to the rest of the United States, you do have to drive through either New York or Massachusetts or both. And that kind of sucks. But anyway, there are results from yesterday. And Democrats, in case you were wondering, they learned nothing when Hillary got crushed in 2016. They thought they learned something when they elected Biden. I'm still to this day, as I watch these videos, these clips of Joe Biden falling asleep at the climate summit, I'm just stunned. The whole poopy pants thing where he's just standing there with his hands clenched awkwardly at his side. It's just amazing that person ever got elected as president of the United States. Based on, even if you ignore everything he's done since becoming president, what about the stuff he said during the campaign, like how Corn Pop was a bad dude?
Yeah, and how the kids, rubbing his hairy legs.
I mean, full senile from this guy, and that's the president somehow. Anyway, progressive Democrats led by Ilhan Omar suggested the party needs to go even further to the left and didn't do enough to combat the Republicans' race-baiting BS as warring factions played the blame game.
Wait, the Republicans are the ones that are race-baiting? That's what he believes?
Ilhan Omar, yeah. She's one of the, I don't remember what they call themselves, but the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar, and there's a few others. I don't remember. They have this little clique. I don't remember what they call it. But there's like three or four representatives or senators who are part of it.
Communists?
Well, they are communists, but that's not what they call themselves. Senator Tim Kaine said he hoped his colleagues would treat the dismal showing like, quote, the ghost of Christmas future, and moderates called for an end to infighting with Biden's agenda, still stalled, and his approval ratings plummeting. Now, his approval ratings are pretty low from what I've heard. Again, I don't track it because I never... The squad, someone who's watching it...
I just Googled it, yeah.
They're called the squad for whatever reason. Thanks, Max Love on YouTube. Even the mainstream media was damning of the results and the fallout, with CNN saying Biden returned from Europe to a, quote, political nightmare, which, from what I can tell, it's Virginia has a Republican governor now, and New Jersey may have a Republican governor now. That's the political nightmares. They lost two elections.
And it's so funny because, like, Republican or Democrat, that's, like, the same person. Like, these people aren't going to be anything new.
No, it's amazing. Nothing changed whatsoever when we went from Donald Trump to Joe Biden.
No, it's like, you know, it's the same thing, different person. All of these people are just puppets. It's really the corporations and the banks that are running America. It doesn't matter who the president is. It doesn't matter who's in Congress or who's in Senate. None of it's real.
Biden didn't make it any easier for people to immigrate to the United States. He didn't close any of the FEMA camps where Hispanic children are being, you know, torn from their parents and kept in unsanitary, inhumane conditions. Didn't do any of that. Didn't stop any of the wars. And pretty much just carried on. Like, there was possibility that Trump was going to roll back some Trump-era Cuba stuff, allowing people to more freely trade with the people in Cuba, but no, the Biden administration said, we're just going to keep that.
Hmm.
So, yeah, they're absolutely two sides of the same coin.
And I don't know if you guys have noticed, but it seems like news sources, they talk about the people that they hate more than, like, the people they have running, right? So you'll have CNN, who's just constantly, they're still probably talking trash about Trump. But then you have Fox News, who the entire time they've just been talking trash about Biden. So it's like, can you talk about what your party is doing good, or can you only talk trash about the opposite party?
I just only get propaganda stories from, you know, major news outlets pop up on my phone. It's because I'm sure I could turn it off, but I just never have turned off, like, Apple News, and it usually sends Washington Post stories to my phone, and every day it's a new propaganda thing. Like, one day I got something on my phone that said, it was just a story somebody decided to write. It was how billionaires hoard wealth and keep it within their families. And it was supposed to, you know, it was obviously made to sound really evil. And, like, what a good timing, you know, when there's this this legislation that's coming out where they're going to try to, like, tax billionaires extra. They're, you know, putting out a propaganda piece about how bad billionaires are.
You're absolutely right. I'm on weird bell conditions that allow me only access to a specific website. So I wanted a conservative website and a liberal website. So I asked for Fox News and MSNBC. And MSNBC almost never stops talking about Donald Trump.
Even now?
Yes. Well, not right now. This is the first time I've even bothered to go to their website in months, because when you go there, like, the first five stories are about why Trump or Mitch McConnell are just Satan incarnate.
Well, that's the other things that are always popping up. The other propaganda that's always popping up on my phone is January 6th. We have the latest of what the FBI has recovered from what we've discovered from what they did on January 6th. And it's always just a bunch of, like, word salad like that. It's stupid.
I will say that it's a lot better today. I don't see any mentions of Donald Trump at MSNBC.com. So kudos to them for that, for the first time in ever visiting. But what do we have? Five myths about pediatric COVID vaccines debunked, which is interesting because I have a story about that, of two children being given adult doses of the COVID-19 vaccine by accident.
Lord.
I don't know what ramifications that has, but presumably they were supposed to get smaller doses because they're smaller people. Elon Musk wants to know what kind of cake the hungry are eating. How a Georgia law aimed at catching fleeing slaves led to the death of a black jogger, and other nonsense like that. The Virginia sexual assault case that could unfairly seal the fate for trans rights in America. And this is them on a good day. Normally it's just, here's how Trump incited the January 6th riots, and here's why you should be scared of Donald Trump running in 2024 and other nonsense like that. So it's, of all of these sites I requested, this is the one I go to least, and it's because it's nothing but anti-Trump leftist propaganda of no value whatsoever. It's Free Talk Live.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where you're invited to join us, weigh in with your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160, which is tonight. It's Aria, Nikki, and Bonnie. And among the stuff happening yesterday in the elections, Minneapolis voters sadly rejected a proposal to replace the city's police department with a new Department of Public Safety, an idea the supporters had hoped would bring radical change to policing in the city where George Floyd's death under an officer's knee brought calls for racial justice. The initiative would have changed the city charter to remove a requirement that the city have a police department with a minimum number of officers. Now, we have city charters here in New Hampshire as well. I've never looked at Keene's, but I would be shocked if it had a requirement to have a police department with a certain number of officers. That seems like a strange thing for a city charter. The authorization to have such a department, sure.
So, if they would have voted yes on this, then that would have gotten rid of that?
Yes.
I mean, there's some towns in New Hampshire that literally have two cops, and they're not on duty past, like, 9 o'clock at night.
Or one. Doesn't Roxbury have one?
Does Roxbury have any? There's, like, 700 people there.
Yeah.
I think it's called Roxbury, and I'm pretty sure it has one, but that's, I don't know, I could be wrong.
I think Marlborough has one. I would be shocked to find that Roxbury has any or that
Westmoreland
has any. Really?
They definitely at least have one, because any time I've driven through there with Ian tells me a story about getting pulled over there by the one cop, but I don't know if it was like one or two, yeah.
Supporters said a complete overhaul of policing was necessary to stop police violence. Opponents said the proposal had no concrete plan for how to move forward and warned that it would leave some communities already affected by violence more vulnerable as crime is on the rise. Well, you don't really have to have a plan to move forward to say, hey, the current plan isn't working and we need to stop it, right? You just have to try something else and try to find something that actually works. This whole utopian scheme of, oh, you can't try anything different unless you have all of the details lined out and you have to show me from A to B all the way out to Z exactly how all of this is going to work. But look, we already know the system you have in place is broken.
Yeah, and you can show exactly how that one doesn't work.
Yeah, so there's no real additional risk by trying this new thing that might work. And that's one of the things I run into all the time, arguing for anarchism and stuff like that. Well, what are you going to do in this contingency or that contingency?
Oh, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, right. The biggest one is always, well, what are you going to do about the guy with the biggest gun or the biggest army, the most money, hiring people to come and enslave you or whatever? It's like, dude, what you're not understanding here is that we already have this apparatus, this institution of people who have the biggest guns and the biggest armies who do enslave us and who do threaten us and who do force us to abide by their will. You call them the government.
Yeah.
But that institution already exists.
In the mindset that we need all of the details ironed out before we stop what's clearly not working and move forward, that's why nothing gets done. And that's why U.S. politics, and probably politics in general, just doesn't really work. Because
Certainly.
Everybody has to vote on something, and then it always gets ruled out, and then when they do pass stuff, it's 4,000 pages long, and there's a bunch of hidden stuff in there that literally just makes things worse. It doesn't work.
Well, that sort of question, you know, well, how do you have everything planned out? That's not really an argument for their position or an argument against your position. It's just an excuse for them to feel good about maintaining the current status.
And to not think any harder about it.
Right. Because they're so scared of what could happen, they create all of these possible horrible scenarios like New Hampshire independence. Oh, what are you going to do if China invades New Hampshire? Okay, well, first of all, why in the hell would China invade New Hampshire? Second of all, do you really believe for even the slightest moment that the United States government would just sit there and be like, ha ha, good luck, New Hampshire. We're not going to do anything to intervene. We're just going to let this territory in the middle of our nation, or what used to be their nation, be taken over by the Chinese government. It's just absolutely absurd.
Yeah, a little too close for comfort.
Yeah. Or the alternative, well, what about when the U.S. government sends troops into New Hampshire to force you to comply? Well, hold up. You're saying we should remain loyal to this institution that if you say you don't want to be loyal to it anymore, it will drop bombs on you and march soldiers into your town? So you're loyal out of fear here and not out of love for this institution. You're in an abusive relationship where you're scared to leave because the abusive one might just outright kill you. Well, you still got to leave that abusive relationship. But these are the sorts of arguments we get all the time against New Hampshire independence. And that's the biggest one. Well, the United States will just invade just like they did during the Civil War. Okay, fair point. That did happen. But it's not 1862 anymore.
Yeah.
It's 2021, and I don't think the United States government would be willing to risk the public perception or the worldwide perception of the United States invading New Hampshire. And even if they did, the fear of breaking up with them, that's not a motivation to stay in that relationship.
These people are really evil, you know, what evil things they might do? That's what they're saying.
Yes.
Well, they're already doing them. I mean, they invaded this studio and they kidnapped a bunch of people. They robbed the place. They broke windows. They unplugged random stuff. They basically came in like a hurricane and destroyed everything. So they're already attacking people.
They are. But still, I mean, to me, it just comes back to that abusive relationship mentality. It is an abusive relationship that you have with the United States government if the only reason you won't break up with them is because you're scared of what they'll do to you if you do. That's just an abusive relationship.
Well, and that's kind of my point. Like, if my boyfriend came to my house and broke windows and kidnapped me and robbed me and destroyed a bunch of stuff, I would break up with him. So why aren't we doing that with the U.S.?
Because they're scared that the boyfriend will come back and just outright kill them or drop bombs on them.
Well, what do you have to lose?
That's how bad this abusive relationship really is, that an American citizen, a New Hampshire resident, could say with a straight face that they were scared of declaring independence because the federal government might, honest to God, drop a bomb on them. That is how aggressive and how evil this organization really is. And at the same time, they're declaring loyalty to that organization that will kill them if they try to break up. That's horrifying. I would want nothing to... I've seen lots of abusive relationships in my life. My mother loved getting into abusive relationships. So I know how they go. And you're never going to fix that relationship. The U.S. government is never going to be the loving partner that you want it to be. No matter how much you work to make that lover better, they're never going to get any better. The abuse is only going to get worse until they ultimately do beat you to death.
We can just vote for them to get better.
But it's not going to work. Just like, you know, all of the things that people in abusive relationships do to make their partners, quote, get better, don't ever work. People don't change in general, minus some life-changing catastrophe or cataclysm. The U.S. government certainly never going to change. Police forces never going to change. And on that subject, Nikki, you have some stories about the police that we want to get into. Sad, though, that Minneapolis did not vote to get rid of their police department. Maybe next time, but maybe we could do it here in Keene as well. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. The target range for the federal funds rate will stay between 0 and 1/4%.
The summer surge in COVID cases from the Delta variant has held back the recovery in the sectors most adversely affected by the pandemic.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell noting supply chain disruptions and bottlenecks and told reporters that is helping to fuel higher inflation. Powell is optimistic that inflation will start turning around next year. The top House Republican is warning Democrats they may lose dozens of seats next year.
It'll be more than 70 Democrats that will be competitive. There's many that are going to lose their races based upon walking off a cliff from Nancy Pelosi pushing them.
California's Kevin McCarthy at his weekly press conference. This is USA Radio News. The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. The target range for the Fed funds rate will stay between 0 and 1/4%. Fed Chair Jerome Powell telling reporters that economic gains have been restrained by the ongoing effects of the COVID pandemic. He thinks economic growth should pick up this quarter, resulting in strong gains by year's end. 28 million Americans are now given the green light to get vaccinated.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky greenlit the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11. That is the final step in the approval process that makes coronavirus vaccines available to younger children as soon as Friday.
Wes Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. Also, Walgreens and CVS will begin offering coronavirus shots to kids ages 5 through 11 this weekend. Walgreens beginning their nationwide rollout on Saturday, CVS following suit on Sunday. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live with Aria, Bonnie, and Nikki. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join the discussion. And Bitcoin.com, it is the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. Just click Getting Started, stop at the page, take a few minutes out of your day to watch a couple of their short videos that will teach you the basics about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. But if you already are familiar with the subject, Bitcoin.com still has something for you at news.bitcoin.com where you can stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you. All of that and more on a sleek, easy-to-use modern website. That's Bitcoin.com. Now, Nikki, you brought in two different stories about police, one of which is just bizarre. The woman who was found on police property in the back of a van. But I want to talk about this woman who was arrested for exercising her First Amendment rights as a journalist.
Yeah, this one's from Reason.com. The title is, Cops Arrested Her for Exercising Her First Amendment Rights. They got qualified immunity, but the appeals court wasn't having it. This is not just an obvious constitutional infringement. It's hard to imagine a more textbook violation of the First Amendment. Whether you can exercise your First Amendment rights freely depends, in some cases, on where you live and what judges happen to hear your plea. Should you try to seek accountability for government reprisal against your constitutional liberties?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
It shouldn't depend on the judge, but sadly, it does.
Like most things.
And sometimes it just depends on the mood that the judge is in.
Yeah, that's also true. One such case is that of Priscilla Villarreal, a journalist in Laredo, Texas, who in 2017 was arrested after publishing two stories that ruffled feathers in the community, one surrounding a U.S. Border Patrol agent who committed suicide, the other which confirms the identity of a family who had died in a fatal car crash.
So she basically just did journalism. She wrote a story about a Border Patrol agent who killed himself, and she identified a family who died in a car crash. So she did research, and she published that research.
And somehow she was arrested for this. Villarreal was no stranger to breaking stories with sensitive details on her Facebook page, which currently broadcasts over 19,000 followers. Nor was she cozy with local law enforcement, having cultivated a reputation as a citizen journalist who focuses on police misconduct and the justice system in videos she posts online, infused with colorful commentary.
Well, it's hard to be friendly with local police departments when you're doing your job correctly as a journalist or as a advocate of First Amendment rights. I mean, there's a reason King Diddy, they're not super thrilled with us.
Well, we're not super thrilled with them.
Also true.
She once live-streamed a video of an officer choking someone during a traffic stop, for example.
Oh, God.
And she drew the ear of district attorney after publicly rebuking him for dropping an arrest warrant for someone accused of animal abuse. But Villarreal found herself in a jail cell after breaking those two relatively benign stories concerning deaths in the community, charged with two third-degree felonies, counts of misuse of official information under Texas Penal Code 1906. She asked for and obtained the information in typical journalistic fashion from the Laredo Police Department itself. Didn't matter to the cops, who zeroed in on Villarreal as the first person they would ever seek to prosecute under the Texas statute.
Wait, it was information she got from the Laredo cops themselves?
Yeah, so she got this information from the police, she published the stories on it, and now they're claiming that this is a misuse of official information.
So if they gave it to her, wouldn't it have been them that's guilty?
That's what I would think, but apparently...
But we're calm, rational-thinking people. to the average statist, no, the journalist was in the wrong. The police can never do anything wrong.
But good news, these charges were eventually dismissed as baseless, and the law ruled unconstitutionally vague. Which, yeah, it was. But those officers were given qualified immunity for violating her First Amendment, Fourth Amendment, and 14th Amendment rights when they arrested and detained her, thus preventing her from holding them accountable in civil court. The legal doctrine of qualified immunity protects public officials from facing civil suits if the precise way they went about violating her rights was not clearly established by the courts at the time.
Yeah, qualified immunity needs to go. These cops would not have done this if they could have been sued for violating her rights.
No, and they clearly just targeted her. Like, this, it wasn't the story that was the issue. What they do is they didn't like her because she's filming police officers choking people on traffic stops. So they clearly don't like how she's basically outing them to the entire world about the awful things that they're doing. So they found this little thing, they jumped on it, and they arrested her for it, even though they had no grounds to do so.
No, and they gave her the information in the first place. The misuse of information or whatever it is they said. They were the ones who gave her that information.
Yeah, so they clearly gave her the information, but they must have had an issue with the way she portrayed it in her article.
Maybe they were setting her up.
Yeah, or maybe they were trying to set her up, but even, I mean, it just doesn't make sense how they could give her information and then say it's a misuse of official information.
Especially if they know she's a journalist.
Yeah, it sounds like they were just trying to set her up.
Yeah, well, if it's official information, wouldn't they not give it to her?
You would think. But she was also the first person prosecuted under this law, apparently, or who was charged with violating this law.
Yeah.
And it was ultimately thrown out, you said?
Yeah.
Charges were dismissed?
Yeah.
That's good.
Ian told me today that Texas is the least personally free state. It ranked as number 50 in the last freedom ranking of the states.
Oh, I believe it. Texas has lost their minds. Like, You can no longer have strippers aged 18 through 20 in the state of Texas.
Did you guys talk about that on the air?
No, we didn't talk about it on the air, but
yeah.
What's the point of that?
I thought that was so weird.
Oh, they want them to be 21 because of the drinking age or something?
I don't know what their reasoning is.
And this conservative was arguing with Ian on Twitter, and he said that, you know, basically that, you know, Texas is not a place for libertarians. She was saying she was a libertarian, and that's why she moved to Texas. And he said something about the strippers thing, and she said, oh, because I don't want pedophiles in my state, means that you're not a pedophile if you're attracted to an 18 to 21-year-old girl.
No, obviously not.
Even the law says that. I mean, I like to argue that it doesn't even make sense that, like, it's fine if you're 18, but if you're, like, 2 weeks before your 18th birthday and you're still 17, like, the law just doesn't actually make sense. But even the law says that these people aren't minors. So how would they be pedophiles for just going to the strip club? I mean, those are legal adults.
Yeah, Texas is crazy for that.
I mean, the law is definitely stupid on this point because... I mean, I understand why people like this magic number they can point to at which a person becomes an adult or all of that, but it's really about one's personal experiences in life, right?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I realize my upbringing was atypical, but I was more mature at the age of 14 than most people are in college today at the age of 20 or 21 or whatever. It really doesn't matter how old they are. It has to do with what life experiences they have. And in general, sure, someone who's under 18 has probably experienced fewer things that make them mature than someone who's, you know, 25 or whatever. But to act like this magical number is the end all of everything adulthood is just absolutely stupid. And they don't even treat it that way. Right? Like now in Texas, you have to be 21 to be a stripper, but do you have to be 21 to join the military in Texas?
Yeah, of course not.
Because I'm willing to bet you don't have to be. You have to be 21 to drink. But in most places in the United States, you can start smoking at the age of 18. And most people actually start smoking and drinking long before 18 and 21 because they're starting to mature and they're learning how to make decisions for themselves in hopefully safe ways with their parents still at home. Do you really want a person's first time drinking out with a bunch of friends at the age of 21? Or do you want them drinking for the first time, you know, in their parents' house when they're 17? To me, there's no contest between those things. What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security.
Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much.
Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit SimplySafe.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us. 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
And we're talking about this journalist who is basically just doing the stuff you would expect a journalist to actually do. She talks about police accountability quite a bit. She records them, you know, choking people at traffic stops and things like that. I saw an unrelated story earlier, and I never actually clicked it to follow through with it or anything like that, but it was something like someone did a study, and I think it was 45 out of 120 traffic stops escalated into violence because of situations that the police were on video causing. So it's no surprise here, right? We have a friend who went through something like this recently here in New Hampshire. Got pulled over for having a tail light out or some kind of nonsense like that, or it's expired registration. I don't remember what the details were. Ended up, the cop smelled pot, which in New Hampshire is punishable by a ticket. It's not an arrestable offense. And he ended up, I don't know what happened to him, but his girlfriend or wife or whatever showed up at the scene as well. She got tackled, got beaten pretty badly, ended up with fractured bones in her face and stuff like that. I mean, cops are violent. Their job is to be violent. That is literally their job, to go out there and inflict violence on people.
And that shouldn't have even been an event. Like, traffic stops should not be a thing. Like, it doesn't matter if somebody's taillight is out or if the registration is expired. None of those things actually matter. Like, we don't need police to enforce those things. And like you said, they escalate into violent situations where this woman, who is probably like 100 pounds soaking wet, got physically assaulted by the police to the point where she had broken bones and had to go to the hospital.
And in this case, there was no, like, arguing, oh, well, she was yelling at the cops or anything like that. She was running away from the cops because she just saw a man chasing her. So she started running into the grocery store and she got tackled.
Which you would expect a woman to do at night in a parking lot when someone starts running after her, to run into a store, right, where there are witnesses and other people who can intervene. Yeah. So cops are screwed up, even here in New Hampshire. I mean, we do have fairly good cops. I mean, for what cops are, the ones in New Hampshire are usually pretty decent. They're still cops, so there's a threshold to how good they actually are. They're less evil than your average cop in, say, Minneapolis or Memphis, Tennessee or wherever. But they're still cops, and they're certainly less evil than the cops we're talking about here, who gave this woman information that she requested and then tried to charge her for using that information in a way that they didn't like.
So, more good news about this case. So, not only was she released from prison over this, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit Monday rejected the lower court's reasoning, removing qualified immunity from the cops on the bulk of Villarreal's claims and permitting her to state her case before a jury. The judge said, "This is not just an obvious constitutional infringement. It's hard to imagine a more textbook violation of the First Amendment." This was Judge James C. Ho.
Those are harsh words coming from a judge who is on the same side as these police officers.
He also said, "If the freedom of speech secured by the First Amendment includes the right to curse at a public official, then it surely includes the right to politely ask that the official answer a few questions as well."
Certainly it does. It's amazing that a judge would take this firm a position. I'm not used to seeing that out of judges, because they are all on the same side. And this is one of the things I'm constantly reminding my attorney about, because he likes referring to the prosecutors as the government and the judge as the court. And I'm like, no, they're all government here. They're all on the same side. The prosecutors are the prosecutors for the government. The judge is the judge for the government.
Yeah. So the Fifth Circuit likewise sided with Villarreal on her wrongful arrest claim, as well as her allegation that the cops violated the Equal Protection Clause to selectively enforce the law against her. Which they clearly did, but it's really impressive that these judges sided with her with that. Because to you or me, it seems obvious, right? But you can't always expect a judge to, you know.
It depends on the judge, sadly.
Maybe they just personally didn't like these cops for whatever reason. Maybe these cops keep giving them these crap cases they have to deal with.
Well, it sounds like these cops suck. Because they're choking people out at traffic stops. And what was the other one? Like, somebody was murdered and she was looking into it and that's why the cops are mad?
Sounds really suspicious.
There was one about she revealed the details of a family that was killed in a car crash. And the other one was a border patrol guy who killed himself. And those things upset her. So presumably, from what if I remember all of this correctly, she asked the cops for identifying information about the family that was killed in a car crash.
Yeah.
And then she got arrested for it. Those charges were ultimately dropped, and she was like, no, that's not good enough. These cops need to be punished for this obvious violation of my rights. And the judge went, yeah, you know what? I think you're correct. That qualified immunity thing, it doesn't apply here, and you're free to sue them and get your civil trial before a jury. I guess that's how that works.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah, kudos to that cop. To that judge, but I mean, obviously, judges are
big cops.
Yeah, I mean, because they are all one in the same.
Yeah, really. Cops with the magic robe.
The illusion of checks and balances and different branches of government, it's just an illusion. And I wish more people understood that. But the prosecutors, they work for the government. The government pays their checks. The judges, most of them used to be prosecutors.
Yep.
At least in the federal court system, most of the federal judges used to be federal prosecutors. And I don't know how else to make it clear that they're on the same side than that. It's absolutely screwed up. But, hey, sometimes judges do the right thing, such as this case here, where they're allowing cops to be held accountable for basically infringing on this woman's rights to represent facts to the people. Now, Bunny, you also had a story about just weird police stuff. A woman was found missing, and ultimately, she was reported missing, and she was found on police property, and they're like, no, there's nothing weird about this. We just found her. Everything's fine.
Oh, we found her. you know.
We investigated everything here. No, she
good job, team.
She just crawled into the back of the van and just, like, she died. She clearly died of natural causes.
It's really weird. I didn't read this whole thing because I just thought this was so weird. Like, we should read it on the air. It says, missing black woman's body found in unused police van. An autopsy report found no signs of foul play in the death of 29-year-old Christina Nance. It was just normal that she died.
In the back of a police van.
Yeah. Like, she's a barn cat just, like, crawling somewhere to die. Like, people don't do that.
The family of 29-year-old Christina Nance is demanding answers after her body was discovered in an unused police van. According to ABC 31, a body found in a van parked outside the Huntsville Police Department headquarters in Alabama was confirmed to be the missing woman on October 11th.
So she wasn't just, like, this wasn't in an abandoned police van somewhere. This was, like, in the police department parking lot.
Yep.
And she was dead inside of it.
It was parked outside the Huntsville Police Department headquarters. And it's a police van. It's their van.
Do they not have video of how she got there?
Right, that's what I'm wondering too. But it says on Tuesday, October 12th, an autopsy was performed by Madison County Coroner Tyler Berryhill, who said he found no signs of foul play or trauma. However, Christina's official cause of death has not been confirmed, and a toxicology report has yet to be released, which police said could take several months. I don't know why.
I don't know why either. It seems like those things are pretty quick and straightforward, I thought, but
I didn't think they'd take several months. It says Christina's body was reportedly discovered by an officer on Thursday, October 7th, who was walking toward a police car. According to WSFA, investigators are using the building's surveillance cameras to determine when she arrived to the complex parking lot. However,
are they trying to allege that she, like, arrived at the parking lot and then broke into a police van and then died there?
Naturally.
Yeah.
Of natural causes. Is
that seriously what they're alleging here? Because that's even worse than the time that girl who was handcuffed with her hands behind her back miraculously shot herself in the head, despite all of the nearby witnesses saying, yeah, no, the police shot her. The police got away with saying, oh, no, she, in the back of the squad car with her hands cuffed behind her back, she just shot herself. It was the strangest thing we've ever seen.
Wow.
More of the same kind of stuff here. It's just causing, look, we were just minding our own business, having coffee and donuts, and then we looked out there and, oh, man, there's a dead body in our van. We better call the cops.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.